the Toddcast Podcast at facebook.com/ToddcastPodcast.
Hey, kids, this is CJ Ramon of the world's famous Ramones, and you're listening to the Toddcast Podcast. Turn it up.
A member of the Ramones, arguably the most iconic name in rock. What an honor to have you as a guest.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, man. And of course, you're in Vancouver soon. You're here June 1st. You're playing a great show at the Wise Hall, stumbling distance to the podcast studio. And for this one, I would love to go back to the beginning, CJ, with you. And before you were in any bands at all, like, what was the music like in the Ramones house as you're a kid growing up? What are your parents playing?
So the whole thing of the Ramones all being related and brothers is a joke.
Of course.
And it actually, you know, that comes from the, Dee Dee was a huge, Beatles fan, as was the rest of the band. And when the band first got together, he thought they were going to be big, as big as the Beatles. So
right.
Paul McCartney used to check into hotels under the name of Paul Ramone.
No way.
So
really?
Dee Dee took on, Dee Dee took on the name Ramone, and that became, that kind of became the whole thing behind the band. They all took it on and they became Ramones.
Which is great. Love it.
Yeah. I'm really, really lucky. Like, my mom and dad listen to, you know, everything. I mean, from classical to country. I really grew up on country, but I was exposed to, like, a lot of other different types of music from, you know, 50s rock and roll and 60s Motown and doo-wop. A lot of it just listening to the radio. But my mom and dad always, you know, encouraged me to listen to different types of music. And I took to it wholeheartedly. And, you know, I've always said I'm a music fan. I'm not a genre fan so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I stayed, you know, for most of my life.
So which were the first bands to really kind of grab a hold of you then?
You know, real early on, you know, a lot of the country stuff, my dad used to listen to. A lot of it is the, you know, like the 70s style country. So, you know, Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and, you know, Patsy Cline and Tanya Tucker. Like, I listened to all of that stuff.
Right.
And the later stuff, too. Mickey Gilley and Crystal Gale and all that. That's all influence from my mom and dad. But Hank Williams and Johnny Cash are probably my two most, you know, favorites from the early days of country.
Right. And what was your first concert that you attended, and how old were you?
Oh Lord.
It's going back, right?
I remember I think the first concert I ever went to, actually, out on Long Island in New York where I live, there's two big horse racing tracks, and my uncle was a guard, excuse me, at both of them. And they used to do, you know, summer concert series in the park.
Oh, cool.
And I think the first one I ever saw was, I want to say it was Mickey Gilley and somebody else really good. I can't remember, but that's probably the very first concert.
Mm-hmm.
Very different from the first concert I ever went to, you know, of my own.
Right, and yeah. I was actually going to ask you that. What do you remember about your first show playing with the Ramones? Does anything immediately come to mind?
Yeah, you know, of course it was hugely overwhelming, but when we came off stage, Johnny yelled at me pretty good for about 10 minutes for making a lot of mistakes and whatnot, so... That was about the most memorable part of it. But it was, you know, he was trying to get me to play at a level as the Ramones played at.
So sure. Yeah.
I just kind of took it on the chin I really did enjoy the show though.
Mm-hmm.
Leicester, England, September 30th, 1989, my first show.
I love it. Well, dude, thank you so much for taking the time here to join us, the Toddcast in Vancouver, Canada. Your Twitter and Instagram is at the @TheCJ Ramon. And, man, you're easy to find on Facebook as well.
Yeah, yeah. And if you make a comment, send a question, whatever, it's only me that does it. I don't have a staff.
Oh, nice.
That's all me.
Oh, that's great.
There's
good to
nobody
know.
Else posting stuff for me or anything like that. It's all me.
Okay, good. Good, good. Can't wait for your Vancouver show, the Wise Hall in Vancouver, East Vancouver, June 1st. I guess we'll see you there, and then we'll see you online as well. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Subscribe on iTunes at Toddcast Podcast.